Sermon News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump's fate now rests in the hands of a New York jury. Correspondent Michael Sysak reports Trump faces nearly three dozen charges.
The charges against Trump really involve allegations of falsifying business records. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of that charge, which alleges that he logged reimbursements to his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, not as reimbursements, but as legal expenses.
Trump says he's being politically prosecuted.
What is very unfair is that I'm not campaigning in this room all day long, from morning to night, in the Biden witch hunt. Take a look at where the people come from. It's a Biden witch hunt. It's weaponization.
The jury will resume their deliberations tomorrow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security adviser says he expects fighting in Gaza will continue for at least the rest of this year.
He's really seen as one of the closest advisers to the Israeli Prime Minister. And this comes, of course, as there's mounting international pressure for an end to the war. There's been so much criticism domestically and internationally of Israel's conduct of the war, particularly in recent weeks. And this idea has sort of persisted that Israel does not have a clear post-war strategy for Gaza.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has signed legislation making it a crime to knowingly approach within 25 feet of a police officer while they're engaged in law enforcement duties after the officer has ordered the person to stay back. Proponents of the new law argue it creates a buffer zone to help ensure the safety of officers, but opponents say the measure could hinder the public's ability to film officers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 411 points, the Nasdaq dropped 99, the S&P lower by 39. This is SRN News. A look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another seven place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy. And in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
ISIS issued a renewed call for attacks on Christians. A spokesman for the Islamic terrorist group is urging Muslims around the world to kill them where you find them. International Christian Concern says the proclamation has emboldened ISIS and fellow radical groups to intensify their violence against believers, especially in Africa. Muslim terrorism is on the rise all across that continent, with ISIS and its affiliates murdering Christians. This is SRN News. North Korea has floated hundreds of trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Seoul's military has mobilized chemical and explosive response teams to recover objects and debris in different parts of the country. The North says leader Kim Jong-un has urged his military scientists to overcome a failed satellite launch and continue developing his nation's space-based reconnaissance capabilities, state media's reporting. The report also said Kim's speech on Tuesday warned of unspecified stern action against Seoul for purportedly performing aerial exercises involving 20 fighter jets on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea also launched another ballistic missile today, which drew the attention of South Korea, the United States, and Japan. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.